Tonight's shir simakuf samach beis if hey vav zayin and ches if hey mitoich masha kasav nu yisbar locha. From what we've written, it should be clear to you. When we say a hand becomes tummy when it rubs against the other hand, that's only if you washed one hand, and then it rubbed against the other hand. But if he wants to wash both hands together at once, that's fine. We look at them both like one hand. And one would not make the other one tummy. Even if you have four or five people who put their hands one next to the other or one over the other, kiarachas chashive is considered like one hand, and they don't make each other tummy. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sifkata Nun. Shtei yadav ka'achas. If he wants to wash both his hands at once, al benot al rak achas, but if he washes one hand, v'shafach mimeno al hashnia, and then he pours the water from that hand onto the other hand, af shlo nogaba, even if it doesn't touch the other hand, v'niskavim etchili tol gam hashnia, his intent was, that's how he'll wash the second hand. He'll pour the water on one, and then take whatever's left in his palm and pour it over onto the other, afilo hachi tameya, that's still tamei. The chanal b'simakuf nutesiv. We learned this before. B'simakuf nutesiv. That doesn't work. Sifkata nun aleph. Ve'enon mitamois zo ezo. If he's washing his hands together, or a lot of people are washing their hands together, they're like one hand and will not make each other tummy. Ule'el b'simakuf samach sifu gimel mavar. De'bishas de'chak ain't sirch b'zer aviz kol echad. We learned before in Siman Kuf Samech that in case of need, you don't need a revias for every person. El noitel mi revias is shnayim. One revias is for two. Mechatzi lug l'shtosha l'arba. Half a lug for three or four. Rakim hispik l'va yedeyim kol shiur netilikoy. But it has to make sure that the water does cover over their hands properly. Se'iv vav. Natal shteyadav zola atzmo v'zola atzmo. He washed his two hands. This one by itself. This one by itself, v'nimlach, and then he changed his mind. Perish nisyayitz, he had an idea. Kishenot l'mayim shniyim, when he's going to pour the second pour, v'yagia yadav zo l'zo, he puts his hands together. V'shafach hashtein ka'achas, and he pours the second pour at once on both hands. In the previous case, the halacha says, if you pour over both hands at once, there's no problem. Here, he poured on each hand individually, and the second pour, he wants to pour together. Yadav Tameos. Doesn't work. He makes his hands tummy. V'bnei shekishet siref, yadav zolazo. Because when he puts his hands together, l'kav l'mayim shniyim, to receive the second pour, nitmu yadav b'nei giyasim zolazo. He made his hands tummy as soon as they touch each other. The mayim shal gav yadzo, metamim mayim shal gav e'chaverta, v'gam es yad. The water on one hand makes the water and the other hand tamei. When you pour the second pour, it won't make it tar. Because the tumah came from somewhere else. What happens is the opposite. The second pour also becomes tamei. The only aid is to dry his hands. And then wash all over, wash them together at once from the beginning. That you can do. And certainly you have to be careful that the hand that was only washed once does not touch the hand that was washed twice. Sifkatan nunbeis. Nitmu yadav. If he started off washing separately and then puts his hands together, his hands become tame. The man who showed him kishen pechusim erevias, because the first pour, which was less than revias, tameim him, that water becomes tamei. Umetam zezen, therefore makes the other one tamei too. Bechanal siftal glurin siftal. Sifkad nun gimel valito shtein keechas. He should dry his hands and then wash them together. Hainu af revias achas hagiz. All you need is one revias to wash both hands. Bechanal siftal vehei. We learned this before in siftal and hei. Sifkad nun dal vekolshkin ezav vechlun ramo ends to be careful. The hand that's washed twice shouldn't touch the hand that was washed once. Umash miloshin zeh, the language implies, daf bezeh have yadin, that here too the halacha is, dim noga that if it did touch, sochle nagev, he has to dry the hands, v'lach zelita, wash again. V'chein kas v'levush, and so writes the levush. V'ayin le'el b'sivkot memches, sheish deos ha'poskim v'zeh. If you look back at sivkot memches, there's a machlokes among the poskim. Se'iv zayin. Im shiv sheif yadav zo b'zo, if he rubs his hands together, yizar shlo yiga chutz yimok shnof l'bomayim. Make sure that he doesn't touch where the water didn't go. Neishahim etamo zo zo, because it'll make it tamay. Mr. Brewer explains, Sifka and Memhei, Im shiv sheif v'chulu, hainu. Af sheshafach aleim revias basachas, even if you pour a revias at once, o shu ha-shafach mayim shniyim ashtay yadav, or he poured two pours on the, both hands. So the hands do not make each other tummy anymore. But if he touches the area where the water didn't go during the pour, it would make a tummy when they come into contact. If he shouldn't touch beyond where the water goes, maybe, what are we talking about? We're talking about the case where he only washed his fingers. He washed until his knuckles. The Yossi data tila harbi poskim. Many poskim hold that's enough. K'mavar b'simakuf samachalef, like learned simakuf samachalef. Ulamalu misham, so above the knuckle, the rest of the hand. After enu chayev lito sham and tila school, even though for chulin, to eat bread, you don't have to wash the hand itself. Mikomakom mikom tumahu, it's still considered a place that's susceptible to tumah. Till the truma tzarech lito kam sham, because you know for truma, the kohen has to wash to the wrist. So if his wet hand, meaning the fingers, were to touch between the knuckle and the wrist, which wasn't washed, becomes tummy. But if, in fact, he poured water on his fingers and his hand to the point where the hand and the arm meet at the wrist, then we don't worry about touching above the wrist. Tasham ain mekom tumah kol poskim. There's no tumah according to all the poskim. V'dan you should know. The kol mashet zarech lizarech lo yigal lemali makom shegiyah hamayim. When we say that in this case, when he washed only his fingers, he has to be careful not to touch between the knuckle and the wrist. Hurak ba'udod of lachos. That's only while his hands are still moist. The achakakesh granigav yado, because once his hands are dry, ain zarech lizarech is a cloth. There's nothing to worry about. And even if they get wet later, less than, but we don't care. Since his hands were made tahar, v'nigvan, and dried off properly. So this is a halacha specific to the case when he only washes his fingers, that he shouldn't then touch the area between the knuckles and the wrist while his fingers are still wet. Seiv ches. Notal yodo achas v'shiv shiva barosh. He washed one hand, and then he rubs his head. Perish kedele nagva. The intent is to dry his hand. Ulafikach lo nitma yado. So his hand doesn't become tameh. Ma'ashen kim b'simen kuf samachdal sevbe. Shachich barosh, as opposed to the case in b'simen kuf samachdal, when he scratches his scalp, that is a problem because it's a makom achusa. That would make his hand tameh. So he washed one hand and he wipes it on his hair. Obakosel, he wipes it on the wall. And then with the same hand, he touches the water that is now on his head or on the wall. Tamei. So made the hand tamei. That water, which is tamei, went and made his hand tamei all over again. Even though the rule is, if he doesn't rub his hands, they will become tahar by drying. Hash the chaz of a naga. Here he went and touched the wet gara. That's worse. Now we already explained. If you pour revias at once, there's no concern. There is no tummy water to begin with. The Mishnah Berurah begins by explaining. Let me explain in general what this paragraph is about. We learned before in Sif Beis. When a person washes his hands, he has to pour the water twice. For the first pour makes the hands pure. But the water is tame. The second pour makes the water tahar. V'rak b'shafach revias v'as achas al yadav en sarach l'shneim l'vaposkin. Only if you pour an entire revias at once, most poskim will tell you you don't need a second pour because there's no tamei water. V'kosav kanam achav, the Shulchan Aruch is writing here, dimnot al-rak mayim yishoinim levad, that if he just poured once on his hand, u'pachas revias, and it's less than revias, the mayim tamei, so the water is tamei. Im kinach l'sam, if he wipes off the hand, nitru yadav, his hands are pure. Af below mayim shneim, even without a second pour. Kivan sheyado atzmo nitra b'mayim yishoyim levad, because the first pour made the hands tahar, and the water on his hands is not on his hands anymore. He wiped it off on something else. V'rakim chazu v'naga b'mei hakinuach, only if he touches the water that he just wiped off, then we say nitmo yodav mehen, his hands are going to tame from that water. V'ayim b'erlocha shebiyaru d'hanu b'diyevet. B'erlocha explains this is b'diyevet. You shouldn't just dry your hands on the wall. You should pour a second time. If he wiped his head, meaning his hair, he's using his hair as a hand towel. Now we know if his finger would touch perspiration on the scalp, he would have to wash his hand again. This is different. He's not scratching between the hairs to the scalp that's sweaty. He's drying his hands above, like it's explained in the Rambam. So if he touches the moisture that came off his hands, it'll make his hands tummy again. Again, the case is when he only poured once, less than revius. So the water is tummy, like we said before. And if he touches it, it'll make his hands tummy again. Sifkon sach metarim b'shifshuf, rubbing his hands on something else will make his hands tar. That's what I mean to say. Diluchaz v'noga be'elamayim. Had he not touched the water after it came off his hands, hayinito yodulagami b'hakinuach levad. By wiping his hands on something else, it made himself totally tar. Below mayim shni, without a second pour. Dalakina chamayim tamei shalof. He removed the tummy water by wiping it off on something. Hash the chazim and naga garbage. Here they touched it again. That's worse than a regular case. Sifkad samach alf gar's worse. Vetzorach the nagiv. What's worse about it is he has to dry it off. Vlas lit the koray and wash again. Had he not transferred the water to the wall and back on his hand, we would just say, pour a second pour and you're done. This is worse. Now it came off the wall and back on his hand. He has to dry his hands and wash again. Chamavar b'sif hakoyim, like we explained in the previous paragraph.